exceeded last year's by over $40,000. And the current, as you could see in your bulletin, was $137,519. And like I said, I know two or three checks have come in today. So I just want to say thank you for giving to the work of the Lord. And what a blessing that is going to be to those who are around the world sharing the gospel. And so I needed to mention that and share that. And so, again, thank God for mothers. Started something last year that was a little different. As we think about motherhood and we think about the blessings of motherhood, and I thought last year, what a neat thing would it be for you to hear from some of our seniors who are fixing to step into a new phase of life independently and that have really been blessed and nurtured in the faith, and for them to speak about our topic today. And so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over. Come on up, Seth. And let them have the stage.
Today we honor a gift from God that has affected my life and the lives of many others in powerful, powerful ways. The faith of a mother and where the source of her faith is. And this source of faith is the Word of God. But why is having a faith based in the Word of God so important? If you would, turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And that reads, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us what is right." Paul is telling Timothy that all Scripture is breathed out by God. That means it carries the very breath of the Almighty. It's not just ancient wisdom or just a rule book that we follow. It's divine in origin. It comes from the heart of God. And because it's from God, we know we can base our lives on the Bible. We know that everything is true and there's a purpose for all Scripture. And because we know that the Word is truth, we should have that be the anchor of our faith. The book 2 Timothy is Paul writing a letter to Timothy to offer guidance and encouragement. And if we back it up just a few verses in the chapter, Paul reminds Timothy of where his faith first began. In verse 15 he says, "From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures." But how? Where did Timothy learn his faith? Well, Paul already answered this in chapter 1, verse 5. "I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also." Timothy's journey with Scripture didn't start in a synagogue or in a school. It started at home with his mother and his grandmother, who loved God, believed his word, and made an effort to spread that message and train Timothy in the same manner. There are many things a mother can give her child: discipline, education, life lessons. But the greatest gift, the most enduring legacy, is a faith anchored in Scripture. Because only the Word of God can show a child who they need to be, correct them when they fall, and train them to walk with God in a world that walks against God. Proverbs 1:8 says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching." This proverb recognizes something that's very important, which is a mother's voice. It should echo God's word, teaching children the ways of Scripture, and be a guiding force that shapes a child's soul. Whether you're a mother or not, never underestimate the power of Scripture in your hands. Read it, speak it, live it. Impact those around you with how you live and the example you show. I challenge you to have an impact like Timothy's mother and grandmother. Are people seeing your faith through the impact you're making in others' lives? Love you, Mom.
Good morning. Today, on this special day we set aside to honor mothers, I want to take a moment to reflect on something deeper than gifts or flowers. I want to speak on something that shaped my life in ways I'm still discovering: the sincerity of my mother's faith. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 5, Paul writes to his spiritual son and says, "The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith." That kind of love doesn't come from a surface-level religion or shallow belief. It comes from a heart that has been anchored in truth, tested by life, and trained to trust God. And that's what I've seen in my mother. Her faith is not loud or performative. It is not church clothes or Sunday services. It's in the small, faithful things. The prayers she may have whispered at the sink, the way she opens her Bible early in the morning when the house is still quiet, the time she's encouraged me with scripture when I was too discouraged to believe in it myself, and the way she forgives quickly and speaks kindly, even when she's tired or hurting. That's sincere faith. It's not perfect, but it's real. It's lived out in the everyday, and that kind of faith is powerful. And Paul talks about it again in 2 Timothy 1:5 when he tells Timothy, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that is first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." Timothy's faith was generational. It was passed down. And I believe that's what my mother has given me. Not just advice, not just rules, but an example of what it looks like to love God for real. And the truth is, a mother with sincere faith builds more than a home. She builds a foundation. Just like Jesus said in Matthew 7, 24 through 25, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock." My mom's life is built on the rock. And because of that, our family has weathered storms. I've watched her stand firm when life didn't go as planned. I've watched her hold on to faith when it would have been easier to give up. And all that strength, that peace, that love, all of it flows from her walk with God. So today, I thank God for my mother, not just for the meal she cooked or the ride she gave or the support she's shown in sports, but for the life she's lived in front of me. Her sincere faith has been a living testimony. And one day, I pray that should be the same said about me. Thank you, Mom, for showing what real faith looks like. You've taught me that faith isn't something that we talk about. It's something that we live. And because of your example, I know what it means to put a life on Jesus. And thank you to all the other moms that have showed support through all the teens throughout the years. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning. All right. So as we've already looked at in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it talks about Timothy's mother and his grandmother, how his faith was passed down. And so what I'm looking at is the sharing of her faith, of a mother's faith. My mother in my life has been a guiding hand ever since I was a child in my faith. You know, you see the picture of the baby holding onto the mom's finger, you know, walking along like a little path or something. And that's how our spiritual life is. The mom is guiding us, as we're children. And, when Jesus talks about in Matthew 18, when he talks about having, needing a childlike faith, a child can't have faith unless it's built on a foundation. And the mom is building that foundation. If we go over to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. It talks about what a mother is commanded to do. It reads, You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. A mother is to guide a child, the child in their faith, to give them foundation and to make sure that they are ready to take on any spiritual challenges that they are given. Also, just like context, I was reading down a little further. You know how moms and sometimes grandmothers, they'll have these little signs in their house, and it'll say, "This house is for God, family, and friends," right? So if you go on to verse 9, it says, "You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." So those signs, they're commanded to have in there. So just make sure you're keeping those around. All right, then if we turn over to Proverbs 31,
verse 26 through 28. It says, she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. So even though a mother is commanded to do all these things, the household is to praise her. She does not take of the bread of idleness. She is there to be active in everyone's life, in your spiritual lives. She's there to build you up, to keep you strong, even when she's not feeling great herself. So the way recently that my mom decides to share her faith is little sticky notes and stuff that are left around the house. So, you know, you'll go in the kitchen to go grab a snack and it's on the fridge. Like John 3:16 is just on the fridge. You're like, how'd that get there? What? And then you go over to the microwave to heat it up and there's another one. You walk around, you go to get your backpack. There's one on the front door as you're leaving the house. Where she finds the time to do is in her heart. She finds the time to make messages, and even though maybe she's a little down, she's trying to build everybody else up. The sharing of her faith goes beyond the household as well, because of how she acts and how she speaks. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be your own mom. Like Maddox said, all these other moms that have impacted the lives of all of these teens, all of the Spring Meadows moms, all have a different purpose. And they've all impacted all of our lives in different ways. So even though we may have one biological mom, there's more moms in this crowd than could possibly be imagined. We love you, moms, especially you. Love you very much. Thank you for being guiding and loving. All right, happy Mother's Day.
Oops. You can go back for me one. Thank you. Good morning, friends. So the topic that I have been given today by Mr. Chuck is the salvation of her faith. When we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verse 15, we're reminded of the powerful role that faith and scripture play in shaping a life. In this case, it's the faith that is passed down through a mother. Paul is speaking to Timothy here, as has been aforementioned by my brothers, and earlier in this letter, in chapter 1, verse 5, he mentions the unfeigned faith. I believe the version we read said, where is it? Sincere faith of his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. Now, these women didn't just believe in God privately. They lived their faith in a way that left a legacy. Their faith helped shape Timothy into the man of God he became. Now, in my life, my mother has done many things that have impacted me, living her life in a way that has helped me build in my faith. Whether that's taking me grocery shopping, the happy smile she gives to the cashier, and the love she spreads to strangers, or me personally, every day she packs my lunch and she'll leave a little note inside my lunchbox saying, I love you, God loves you, do great on that test today, good luck, whatever that may be. When Paul says in verse 15, from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, he's pointing to a mother's teaching, a mother's prayers, a mother's example. A mother's faith is often the first sermon a child ever hears, not from a pulpit, but from a life lived in obedience to God. Many of us in this room can trace our knowledge of God to a woman of faith, whether that was a mother, a grandmother, or as Staley said, a spiritual mother who introduced us to the Word, who prayed for us even when we didn't know we needed prayer, who carried us in her heart as she carried the gospel in her life. The salvation of her faith is not just about her personal relationship with Christ. It's about the fruit that her faith produces in others. The faith saves not only her, but it becomes a bridge to salvation for her children and all who witness it. So today, we honor not just our mother's lives, but her faith. Faith that points to Jesus, and faith that through the power of Scripture makes us wise unto salvation. May we, like Timothy, remember and honor the gift of a mother's faith. And may we thank God for the women who helped bring us not only into the world, but into the knowledge of His Word. Thank you. I love you, Mom, and happy Mother's Day.
I think you can see why this may be one of my favorite Sundays of the year. Because on two fronts. Number one, you actually might get out on time today. Number two, what an incredible thing to see the seeds that you guys are planting right here and right now growing into young men that are able to share God's Word and being able to share from the heart the impact that you moms have made on their lives. As a reminder to our young moms, I look and I think, don't give up. What you are doing matters. Wrestling those kids in this early stage of life matters. Your faithfulness week after week matters. Your impact is tremendous. And I can't help but think about these words that these young men have shared and the power that you have had in their lives. And as I think about that, I think about the very heart of Jesus, who as He, in His most painful moment of life, John tells us that He is hanging on the cross. The soldiers are dividing His clothes. The people are mocking Him. They have spat upon Him. They have beaten Him. They have declared Him by sarcasm, the King of the Jews. And then verse 25, in the midst of this scene, it says, near the cross of Jesus stood His mother. His mother's sister, Mary, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw His mother there, the disciple whom He loved standing nearby, He said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to His disciple, He said, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home. I can't help but think about here in this moment where Jesus has the anxiety of all of this moment. He has the pressure of bearing under the entirety of the world's sin, giving Himself as a sinless sacrifice for the world. And He's been physically beaten. He's been emotionally abused. And yet, as He glances down from the cross, who is there still standing by Him? When all of the disciples have run away, save John, who's there with Him? It's His mom. And what is one of the last heartfelt thoughts of Jesus during this time on the earth? It's that He wants His mom to be taken care of. He sees her love, He sees her faithfulness, and He wants to see to it that she's cared for. You know, as I think about Jesus and this time of His life, I think about the powerful impact that Mary, His mother, had on Him, on teaching Him, on leading Him through her faith and through her life and through her holiness. But then this occasion where Jesus is willing to serve His mother, even in the ultimate way of self-sacrifice. I think the greatest gift we do give our mothers is through the lives that we lead and through the sacrifices that we are willing to make. And possibly the greatest sacrifice that any of us could make on behalf and for our mothers is that sacrifice of ourselves. And it's that sacrifice of giving our lives to the one who gave His life for us. And I wonder, as Mary is there and Jesus says, "Behold your son, Mary," I wonder if we stand at the foot of the cross today and are able to, like Mary, behold our Savior. Behold the one who was willing to give his life for us, the one who was willing to sacrifice, the one who gave us his teachings, the one who established his church, the one who said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again to receive you, that where I am, there you may be also. The one who said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. The one that said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone would enter, let him come. This morning, if there's any here today that is yet a child of God, Jesus stands at the door and knocks. And he invites us into that relationship. The depth of faith relationship that we talked about through the eyes of sons about their mothers, but to a relationship that has to be personal. It's not a relationship that you inherit from your mother. It's a relationship that your mother teaches you about, and then that faith becomes your faith. That faith becomes something you live out. Those are feet that she has put on you to walk those paths of life from this point forward. And maybe you're just kind of struggling and you're like, I sure would like for one of our elders to pray with me today. And they'll be around the back of the room and you'll have that opportunity if you want to just go back and, man, pray with them. Let them pray for you. Maybe it's a public prayer. There's something we can encourage you with. Please allow us that blessing and opportunity to encourage you today. Pray for whatever's going on in your life. But most of all, know this, that Jesus stands and he says, behold, anyone that would come, I stand at the door and knock. What do you behold when you see Jesus today? If there's any way we can help you today, won't you come as we stand together and as we sing?